Blog Talk Radio.
You still connected, Wayne? Yes.
Hey, hey, hey. Thank you guys so much. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for tuning in. I know I'm late. I know. And I'm... You know, I would say I'm sorry, but I'm kind of not, because at the end of the day, guess what? It's my show, and I get to start when the fuck I want. Not on my time. No, I'm just playing. But for real, you do. Like, you know, if I, you know, I'm on what? It's my show. I get to start when I want to. So I do appreciate y'all for being patient. But, yeah, I'm a little behind. I had to do a little bit of extra-ness, a little bit of extra stuff, whatever, in case maybe I'm here now. So, thank you so much for tuning in to the Deanna K Show. I'm your host, Deanna K. And tonight we have a very, very good show this evening. I have a special guest this evening, Sierra Lee, an up-and-coming artist, and she's going to talk about her new single. She has a video she just dropped, and so much more. As well as, we're going to do a recap of the Ohio Fight Night, which yours truly was just there on the red carpet. We'll go ahead and reminisce about how that went, the event itself, the red carpet interviews, as well as we do have a secret battle tonight. We have a missing child in Akron, Ohio, and Ms. Brittany Miller is going to talk about Mr.
Hello. His name is Antoine Edwards, and we will get into that a little bit later.
But we do want to thank you guys for tuning in. If you follow me or Brittany on Facebook and even on aircandyradio.com, make sure you guys go ahead and share that article. We're definitely trying to bring him home and, you know, reunite him with his family. And I want to thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey, from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and hell with me. It's time.
Hey,
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Let the money make me. What's up with all this hating you bitches been doing lately? They smiling in my face, behind my back they try to play me. Ain't tripping, man, it's gravy. When you pay her, she pay me. Why would you try to save a man that's not even your lady? Why would you try to save a man that's not even your baby? I swear my life is crazy. Been pimping since like 18. I'm acting like I don't. I know exactly why they hate me. I'm counting money daily. Departed from the act, girl. All my flights one way. I don't know when I'm coming back, girl. Selling white, girl. Selling black, girl. I thought you already knew that I was a mad girl. I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating on me?
Niggas be faking, I know they all be hating. No, they hating on me. They steady waiting on me. Took the lead, no racing on me. All you bitches pacing on me. All you bitches basic on me. Simple minded, crazy, crazy hoes. Ain't fucking with you hoes. Bitches don't know what they want. Getting money, what I'm on. Rolling up, getting gone. And they hating, still blowing out my phone. If it ain't about the money, baby, you can leave me alone. Why they gotta hate? Cause I'm good, cause I'm great. Know I'm out here making moves. Don't go making no mistake. I got a mind and a mission. No time for these niggas, boy. I'm on a mission. Leaving wishing, leaving wishing.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating?
Do you need first aid CPR training to fulfill a job requirement? Or are you prepared for emergency situations? Well, New Era 330 provides adult and pediatric first aid CPR. We also provide basic life support training in our new program, Family First CPR. So check us out on the web at www.newera330.com or give us a call at 330-983-9240.
Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. They cluck, cluck, they fuck, fuck, yeah. And you know she's trying to get a check, and when she bring on her daddy, she gon' get it wet, like. Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Cause they cluck, cluck, they cluck.
And you know she's trying to get a check. And when she bring on the day, she gon' make it wet like love a woman creature. Sexy mama cedar. Her, she got that wet. Slide her some tequila. Just left dreamers. Now she bout to roll the weed up. Talking about checks. Thinking about eating. Something like my genie. Rubbing on her truck. Gotta make some chicken. Gotta make a lot. She hustle fucking gritting. She throw down in the kitchen. And no, she not a pigeon. She so hot, we ain't stepping. Dress is so skimpy. Keep it shaking like a blender. Her pussy so sweet. But she spicy like ginger. Sipping on liquor. About to go lick her. She might get fucked like a couple middle fingers. I know just how to greet her. Hey, my saucy senorita. Her body just like art, and I'm a painter, Mona Lisa. She's showing off her features, laying on my canvas. I'm so fascinated by the way she rock the trap stack. Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Cause they cluck-clucking, they fuck-fucking. And you know she's trying to get a check, and when she bring on the daddy, she gon' get it wet like them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Cause they cluck-clucking, they fuck-fucking. And you know she's trying to get a check, and when she bring on the daddy, she gon' make it wet like. Cause they cluck-clucking, trying to get blow like a fucking trumpet. Yeah, she smoking, yeah, she's fucking. But gotta get paid, she won't do it for nothing. With the B-State trying to get her some money. Plotting all day about stacking them hunters. Talking about cash only when she comes. The chick be cheesing, but that shit funny. Yeah, she a hustler. How she get her back and be moving shit. But she troublesome. When she roll around with a chicken clip. You got you at the thirst, now you need you a drink. I like it when she nasty, better get you a freak. My geek conversation, boy, I do it for free. She really hate losing, she don't do creep. Yeah, and she don't do cheap. You better run it up, cause she out of your reach. I creep her horse around like a gave with a dick. She stay hopping around like she ready to pee. Mug, I'm good to get her out of the street. So you play the game, better play the kid. Get on in the face, and she stay low key. She so damn wet like the bottom of the sea. Scare her pussy like a river at the bottom of a creek. And you bound to get splashed like you out of the beach. I'm riding away. Right away, that pussy got pegs, her body my beat. Cause Bay a chicken hoe. And yeah, I love my chicken hoes. And when she get dressed, she be killing hoes. Nothing like a funeral. Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Cause they cluck-clucking, they fuck-fucking. And you know she's trying to get a check. And when she bring on her daddy, she gon' get it wet like. Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Them chicken hoes, yeah, we love them chicken hoes. Cause they cluck-clucking, they fuck-fucking. And you know she's trying to get a check. And when she bring on her daddy, she gon' make it wet like.
Honestly, what made me start rapping, I don't know, like, like, I always loved music. Like, it's just always been my thing. I always loved music, you know, felt like I had something, a connection with music. I never really thought about rapping, but I just be around rappers. That's it. That's all. I be around rappers, and they just motivated me to come up with something. And I just to play around with stuff, and you know, I just got gas. Like, I got gas to the point of no return. Like, girl, you just
okay, you know. So basically, you said you started off kind of just playing. You being around other people in the industry as well. So just as far as you said people gassed you up. Were you playing around originally when you first made your first, what, I don't know, freestyle or whatever, like your first rap?
Yeah, I was playing around, but I was kind of serious. Like, it was my birthday, so I wanted to do something different. You know, we do the normal photo shoot, whatever, go out of town, whatever we do for our birthday. I'm like, okay, like, I'm 26, like, I want to do something different. So I just wanted to shoot a music video. So that's what it was. That's what motivated me. I just put my energy into that for the moment.
Okay. So 26, you know, you're trying to do something different, step out of your comfort zone. You know, we all felt that we all have times in our life where just as people, we need to reevaluate ourselves and try different things. And sometimes when you try different things, you go out of your comfort zone, you know, release great potential and something you may never know that was even
there.
Exactly. For real, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, what inspires your music?
Money. I want to get the fuck on. Fuck everything else. Fuck the fame. Fuck the all that. I just want to. I feel like I'm hard enough to be able to take it to another level. Create a revenue. I create revenue off everything else I do. Why not put my all into something else that I feel like could create a revenue? Could create a ticket. You know.
The ticket, we all need that money, we all need that cash, we need that check for sure, as well as just trying to continue and do good and, like you said, make more revenue for yourself at the end of the day. If y'all don't know, a millionaire has six different streams of income. Six ways of their productively making money, six ways of them having some type of income, some type of check, or some type of business to where they're getting revenue, they're getting cash from their product or their services. So if you want to eventually be a millionaire, get yourself to this type of level, you know, you do have to invest in yourself. And I feel like sometimes as people, not just artists, we spend years working for somebody else. We spend our whole life, like, literally breaking our back sometimes in some of these jobs for people who one day, if you get sick, they will replace your ass fucking quick, and you will be out of a job. You will be sitting there with your family, your bills, like, what the fuck am I going to do? And if you don't invest in yourself, you don't find multiple ways for you to get money, then you will stay at that bottom of the chain pool. You will stay broke. So just continuing on with the interview and talking a little bit more, getting a little bit more insight. There's a lot of female rappers that are coming out. It's a lot of women who are, you know, embracing their self, their skills, their talent, and just a lot of other different things. So what sets you aside from other female artists?
Good question. Just plain and simply, I talk about real shit. I'm not trying to downplay nobody. I feel like everybody feel like what they talk about is some real shit in their own way, shape, or form. But, like, I don't know. Like, the lyricism has been taken out of female rap. Like, people just want to create a facade or an image that we can get up off these niggas and we ain't going to be broke and... You know, like, I don't talk about none of that. Like, I don't, you know, like, because that's not my motive. That's not my MO. That's not how I go about life. So I don't rap that. I talk about what's real.
Here, you rap cap. People do a lot of rap capping. But it is what it is. Sometimes rap cap fails, unfortunately.
For sure.
Sometimes people want that banger in the club where they can bounce their ass. So they ain't trying to listen to what you're saying. But that is a good thing. That is going to set you aside. It is going to get you further in your career as you continue to grow in your journey. Because at the end of the day, uniqueness is always going to stand out. No matter what it is. Like, just doing my show, doing everything, just working with stuff. Like, people are going to always have shade. It's always going to be the hate. It's always going to be somebody who's in the same lane as you and may, you know, everybody's like, it's competition. It's not competition. Because what I'm good at and what's for me is never, you can never take that from me. What's for me always going to be for me. That's what you got to realize. It's always going to be mine, whether I get it now or later. It's going to have my name on it. So with people in the same way, I just feel like sometimes I get competition, but to me personally, I'll never, like, I don't hate the next person. So ain't no competition. You are your own competition.
Sure.
And seeing how that you just want to be different, as far as you said. So as far as, like, no rap tapping, what do you mean by no rap tapping? What do you feel like other females maybe be rap tapping about? I know that you mentioned kind of getting up on the niggas and, you know, playing this type of role, like, go ahead and elaborate for us on that.
Like, basically saying, like, I stay true to myself. Like, a lot of people feel like in order to be a female rapper, you gotta make it seem like you owe so hard, or you gotta gangbang, or you knocking niggas down, or you got bodies, or you know, like, I ain't did none of that. So I'm not talking about that. Like, I don't know, I might reference to some thug shit, but shit, I grew up in the hood. I can speak on what I see. I can speak on what I've been through. I can speak on that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you ain't got to just try to hype up your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can just really talk about what's going on and people won't listen to you. Because I know that I got something that people need to hear. Like, I know a little something.
And we all come from different backgrounds. That's another thing. Like, just because, like, it's different type of music. No matter if it's rap, you could be in the same category as another artist, but y'all don't rap the same. Y'all don't talk the same. Your vision and your motive is not the same. Therefore, your music is not going to be the same. You may have some same fans. They may lie with you. They may lie with that person. I think that's okay. I feel like just in the industry as a whole, we do need to kind of bridge that gap between competition and kind of see it as a better playing field. So where if we come together, we can conquer. So just getting more into it, talking about you as an artist, what are some things that scared you the first time you did a song, or maybe when you laid the verse, how do you, like, what was something that made you, like, if anything, have stopped you or made you think, like, I don't need to do this, I don't need to be an artist, like, I need to go back to doing what I know?
Definitely the effect that other artists have had on this city, that definitely made me kind of nervous to drop me. I was like, I did not want to get to it like that, down to the ground, you know? Like, yeah. People gonna tear you regardless. So I don't know, I didn't know if my mind was strong enough for it, but I just said, fuck it. But as far as just being in the booth or like anything like that, rap I kind of burned bridges or have built problems for people that's close to me, you know? So that's kind of the main thing that makes kind of just be like, hey, I need to just kind of not be in the lane that the people around me is in, because it's starting to cause a problem. You know what I'm saying? That's mainly the main thing, but honestly, I really just don't deal with it. I'm about to keep pushing through all that. So.
Right. I've seen the post, you know, I'm on Facebook or whatever, and just reference like what you're talking about. A girl, I guess she was basically saying, like, back in the day, before we even actually got popping, she was like, she had told somebody, she was like, I'm going to mess with some hair, and I'm going to start selling it. She learned about it to somebody else. And they told her, no, don't do it. Long story short, she listened to the people around her, the naysayers, and she didn't go with what she originally thought. Now, fast forward a couple years later, motherfuckers spend a couple hundreds on just hair alone, and that will even include installation. So as an artist, how do you block out that negativity of those people? And, like, are you trying to rebuild those bridges to people that may have been broken because of the career path you chose?
No, honestly, 2019 just been my year. I've been focusing on me. My nose been stronger. And everything else has been growing up since then. Like, I've just been more focused on self-care and myself and where I need to be, because that's always been me, thinking about everybody else, how they feel, how they going to react to stuff, how they're going to take stuff, how they're going to, like, that's always been my main focus, and I'm just not focused on that no more. I'm focused on myself, I'm focused on me as a person, I'm focused on being just a better me, so that's how I push through it. Like, I just got to put the air first, seriously.
Yeah, I felt that you gotta put yourself first. You have to think about yourself, and you know, in the end, you have to make the right decision for you. At the end of the day, nobody's living your life, period.
Yeah.
We got people who are on the outside and looking in. You know, we have friends, family, whatever that may sometimes put input in. And I'm not saying don't listen to nobody, but at the end of the day, sometimes you do have to go with your gut instinct. You do have to follow your own path. You can't listen to the people that tell you you can't do this, you can't do that, because then folks are already going to think, like, what if
I would have did that?
Exactly. What if I would have just listened to people, like, oh, no, don't do this. Why are you doing that? Like, don't do that. Like, you know, even as me, as just a host, as a radio personality, just trying to advance and trying to grow, like, in the beginning, it was a few people like, oh, why are you doing that? Like, you know, what, like, you know what I mean? Naysayers. Remember the naysayers' words? At this point, I don't remember, because I'm so deep in the game, I don't give a fuck. You feel me? I know what it's doing for me. You ain't gonna know.
Exactly.
That's the point. I know what it's doing for me. I know how it's gonna help my life. So what are your inspirations? Like, what do you keep, what keeps you going? What helps you grow and advance in your career and in your career?
Honestly, when I be out of town, I spend a lot of time in California, and like, it's just my dream, like, to just be not here, like, not. I want my kids to just experience life outside of this. Like, we so accustomed to this life, and we so accustomed to this vibe. Like, it's a whole nother vibe. Like, most of the stuff that I wrote out the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just not in this vibe, not in this city, like, not around here. Like, I just don't. That's my inspiration. Just being away from here. Like, just being grounded. Yeah.
I understand that. Of course, we all want what's best for our kids. I do want to go, like, dig just a little bit deeper for the people and understand why, like, I'm not sure if it's just accurate itself, or is it other cities and other artists that feel like this, but why do you feel the need that you need to get out of your city in order to grow and prosper as an artist? Why don't you feel, or maybe why do you think it's in your best interest to leave in order for you to grow? Like, of course, we can all go here. It's plenty of people who came about Akron and made about Akron and big up to y'all, because Akron is a small city. We had to put our stuff on the map for real. There's a lot of people who helped put Akron on the map, and it's only right that you pay homage to them, because you don't have to say, we from Cleveland. We can't say we from Akron and the motherfucker knows where we're from. You feel me? But before, it wasn't like that. Yeah. And you had to say, oh, I live in Akron. And they're like, where is that? Oh, by Cleveland. It's close to Cleveland. You had to capitalize off of that. Yeah. But as an artist, why do you feel like you have to leave to prosper?
Just like you said, I love my city. I would never just be somewhere taking a Grammy speech like, oh, I'm from this and that. No, I'm from Akron, born and raised. You can catch me in the V. I'm where you're going to find me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not nothing like that. But you know as well as I know, as well as the next person knows, it's a vibe around here. Like, it's the, like, yes, it's the, like, you know, like, it's the, like, the point of no return. Like, I don't feel like the vibes here, don't nobody want to see you prosper. It's the things that we always teach on. Don't nobody want to see you do that. It's deeper than that, though. It's so much hate and praying backwards. Like, people will pray down your life. People will really focus on what you got going on and try to make it so that you don't get to where you're trying to go. That's why you can't announce your moves. That's why you can't really say what you got going on. But I feel like with what I got going on, I got to put people into my movie. They gotta know what's going on. I put myself out there because with my name being heard, with videos dropping, they gonna know what's going on. They're going to want to know if I'm rap capping. They're going to want to know if I'm flashing money in my videos. Do I already got it? They're going to want to know, am I living like how I say I am? You know what I'm saying? So I know that I'm going to put myself on the line. So, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, they don't want to see better for you. They don't want to see you doing better than them or getting to the next level. So you got to take it somewhere else because they're not going to support you. They're going to support what's popping. They're going to support who's popular. They're going to support who they feel like should be supported. And that's just like, so you got to keep it pushing to the people that's going to push you to that next level. I get love everywhere else I go for you.
And that's interesting because coincidentally, it is like that for a lot of people. And I don't feel like it's just artists. And I've interviewed different people. You know, I try to say that. I remember you tell me, and you know, a lot of people say the same thing. Like, I had some advice. I'm actually going to want you to answer the question for me if you could. And it's going to be, what's the best advice somebody has given you thus far in your career? And what somebody has told me, and it stuck with me, and it stuck with me hard, it was basically, where you from? Your hometown is going to be the last place to love you. It's going to be the last place to show you love. Granted, it's definitely some people who aren't going to be. I'm not going to take that from them. I'm not going to take that from my friends. I'm not going to take that from the family.
My
team, honey. That share it.
For
you
sure.
Feel me? I got people I don't know who. It's like go somewhere now.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's like before I stopped here. I went to liquor store. Of course, I know we drink a little bit, whatever the case may be. They like it's somebody in there. They're gonna. I need to come on your show because I'm like, you know, I gotta get my team charged up. It's my show tonight. They like, yeah, I need to come on your show, but she approached me. She knew who I was when I walked in. You feel me? It is some people in this city who love you. It is some people who are going to support you. It is people who genuinely want to see you make it. But, I just, maybe it's because of your hometown. I don't know if you got to prove yourself to them or what, but they do want to see it. Like you said, they want to know who in your movie. They want to know how you, they want to see it. You can post all day and talk about what you're doing, the moves you make, but until you post that picture, that this, that you pull up out of, you did it, and until they see your girl on eyes, they're not going to believe you. But hopefully one day that change. Hopefully in the time to come, you know, our city can't get this with this cloud of death or this cloud of negativity. I don't know what cloud of death, because I pray for it. It's a lot of negativity that go on here, but it's not a lot of negativity that go on anywhere. You can look anywhere, it's going to be the same or worse. So I'm here, that's my hometown, we love it for sure, but what is some advice that you've got thus far in the game that has helped you?
Probably the main thing that I've been sticking on to lately, somebody told me, situations are only as stressful as the way that you react to them. And I have been holding on to that to the dearest death in me. Every time a situation happens, I realize it's really me who made the situation. A situation is only as stressful as the way that you react to it. And I just feared that I had to put that into my life as it's so rapid because the hate, the negativity, everything. I'm only going to stress myself out if I react to it. If I let it go, of course I'm going to be a little irritated at the end of the day. Like, I could have said this, I could have said that, but that's not going to compare to the negativity that I'm going to feel if I sit there and react to it, sit there and bang on my phone, tap on my screen, get all of my hooks up, you know what I'm saying? Anything that happened that's just been going on in my life, I didn't have people honking their horn at me, and just any type of stuff that can irritate to and make you just act crazy. A situation is only going to be as stressful as you react to it. When you react to it with that negativity, you build it up so much more than what the situation actually is. Like, of course, the situation still will be stressful, but if you decide to handle it in a way that's peaceful to you or bring remedy to you, you're going to get through it better. And that's the best advice that I received, and I've been active with it, period.
That's good. That's true because the energy you put out is the energy you gonna get. Period. If you put out that, my grandma is there always reference life as a garden. She loves the garden. She's good at her vegetables. And when I tell y'all, I can't wait till the summertime starts so she can go gorgeous again, because I'm not buying no goddamn tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, or nothing at the grocery store, because that tastes a real life ass shit. It tastes good as fuck. It's juicy, and I'm got that. It's just everything. But anyway, long story short, because y'all know I get sidetracked, she just used to always reference like other artists. She used to tell me, me and my girlfriend was really close on that one point in time. Of course, you know, y'all spend time tricking and you move to dirt. Me and my grandmother was close, and it was like, she referenced life as a garden. It was the seeds you plant is what shall grow. If you plant negative seeds, if you're out here doing bad things to people, if you're out here being negative, if you speak negative, the tongue is so powerful. You speak stuff into existence, and I swear, y'all, I didn't have times where I didn't spoke bad shit into existence, and I'm very careful of what I say and what you let. Like, it's one thing for it to be in your thoughts, it's another thing for it to roll up your tongue and your actions, and then your planting your actions, planting them bad seeds, watering that. If you always talking negative, you always water a negative situation. If you're always speaking negative about your life, yourself, just everything, like, what do you think will happen? If you talking negative, oh, I ain't good at this, or I can't do this, I'm not a good radio host, I'm not a good artist, I can't rap.
Exactly.
What you think will happen? You're not going to be a rap when you get a book.
Exactly.
When you get in front of these cameras, you're not going to be a host. You're not going to be able to do your radio show. You're not going to be able to do it. You spoke this negativity. You planted this seed and you watered it. You watered it. You allow other people when you talk to other people. You gave this seed that you planted negativity. And it grew. Now you're wondering why the fuck you got this big ass negative tree. Because you planted it. If you plant positivity, even if you plant good things to happen, it's going to come. It may take it a while. Like certain fruits, certain vegetables, I should say. Certain vegetables grow underground. All sometimes you see is this little stem, this little leaf. Then you may see 3, you may see 6, then it's 10, it's 12. Then it's bigger. But underground, you have this big ass carrot.
Exactly.
You got this big ass plant underneath the ground.
Exactly.
And now you put it out, you have something to nourish somebody, you have something to feed somebody, but you planted that seed.
Exactly.
So just a metaphor to life, like, you know, just referencing, getting back on track, what you plant, it shall grow.
Mm-hmm.
If you plant negative vibes, negative things shall come. If you plant positive vibes, positive things may come. And sometimes, unfortunately, the positivity may not take off as fast as the negativity. It may not pop off for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it may take a couple months. It may take a couple years, but I seen the meme one day. It was a man. He was in a mind. He was chuckling. A little accent. He was chuckling. And he's trying to reach the gun. And he chuckled for years. And he was just there. And at the time, he decided to say, fuck it, I'm done. I can't chuck no more. He was right there.
And it's funny that you say that, because that's one of the fears that I have that I didn't mention. Because I just a big fan of Apple Music, and it's funny how new artists come out and then you download their stuff on Apple Music and you get to seeing that they didn't drop like 5 or 6 mixtapes and you never knew nothing about them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. I don't want to have to wait 5, 10, 5, oh my goodness, so many albums before you can get there. But I was explaining that to somebody a couple of days ago, and she was just like, you know, like, you got to get that out of your mind. Like, sometimes that's what it takes. But they got here, though. You know? They got there. They made it.
You say, like, I learned, you know, as people, we want stuff to happen when we want it to happen, but everything happened on whoever you believe in, the bishop. Everybody knows how I feel about religion, and you believe who you believe in, and we respect our religion. So your God, your person that you pray to, it's gonna have momentum
for sure.
And when you finally do get it, you will understand what happened on that time. You're gonna understand why you went through that storm. You're gonna understand why it rained on your ass. You understand why them friends turned cold. You understand why that person used to call along to hit up at the studio or to do your show with you, to do these events with you, ain't in your corner no more. You understand why people that you don't know is rooting for you. Like, they know you. You don't understand when people get to write you talk about your song inspired me. Like, you helped me do this, you helped me do that.
Sure.
So just again, just kind of wrapping it up, you already getting to hear those people. I'm gonna let you introduce that. But about the new single. You have a new single and a video. So is it the same or is it different?
We're going
to
get
2 different feels tonight.
It's different. I introduced a song. That was my video that dropped. It was called Who You Fooling, a Freestyle. It's originally a song by Gunner. I stole his beat. Yes. Mixed it up a little bit. Yes, big. So, you know, that was what I originally dropped. That was just something to do real quick. But I got another song. And it actually got 2 songs. But I got another song that I feel like it's worthy to be heard. It's called Distorted Image. Once you listen to it, you're going to get a better feel. Distorted Image is also going to be the name of my EP. Once you listen to that, once that drops, you'll start to get a better understanding. I do vlog. So, in my vlogs about basically the meanings behind my name. It's meaning behind my name. It's a lot of definition and meaning behind a lot of the stuff that I do. So I get into that deep, you know, to my vlog.
Okay. Well, so we're going to go ahead and get into it. We're going to listen to your vlogs. I want you to go ahead and shout on your social medias out. So social media, YouTube, anything where people can listen to you, follow you, your music on, and then we're going to get into your new single, and we're going to go ahead and roll for the punches. If you guys follow myself or her on Facebook, I did share her link to her video, and once we wrap everything up, get the clips or whatever, we're definitely going to upload just the YouTube link as well, so you can see that as well as the interview, but I want you to go ahead and introduce your social media first, and then your new
video. Okay, it's real simple. On my social media, my Snapchat, my Facebook, and my Instagram is all Sierra Lanise. I gotta get my Twitter back. I've been on that one. I don't have a Twitter right now. So it's all Sierra Lanise, CIERALYNISE. That's all my social media. And then my YouTube is Sierra Lanise. And then I also have a page that you could go like on Facebook called Sierra Lanise, CIERALYNISE.
That's it. All
right, so we're going to
go ahead and go into
that. Your name
or your new statement or your
first
release, and then we're
going to
hear it now. You go ahead and introduce that for us.
We're going to
get started.
All right, so I'll listen to my new black. It's called Distorted Image. Go ahead and listen to that.
Thank you so much for tuning in. It's your girl, Deanna Kevin.
Man, this beat singing to me, man. Fuck it. I'm about to just let my soul cry on this bitch. I ain't never did no rap capping, so y'all really ain't got no choice but to feel me. Feel me? Hey, look, come vibe with me and feel this beat. It's time to listen. We living life up in this vibe each day is repetition. You looking artist in the love deep down is competition. We building vibes, breaking codes, don't nobody listen. These niggas fucking off, they breaking down your mental. It's even slimy with the hoes, just watching with the pistol. It's all life, boy, some time they ain't with you. They taking time to fill you out to use it all against you. This shit crazy, you just gotta keep your focus. Keep your mind from crashing, I just pray nobody notice. On my lonely sister Kia, don't you keep me coping. Devil keep provoking me, he making it feel hopeless. It's all deception, like I'm looking in the mirror. Can't fix the issues with yourself, it's fucking with your spirit. They all fold to you, don't feel nobody with you. Just keep your problems to yourself, they'll never get the picture. They'll never get it, and you definitely done explaining. Steady running to them ridges, they'll never know it's raining. No picking sides, I'm tapping out, that's definitely where my lane is. They hating on me now, let's run this back when I get famous. I keep stressing, if you lost, you better find your purpose. Don't leave an open path, for foes will easily come murk you. Maneuvered in position, fiending for some faith and growth. They checking for me lately, feel the pressure at the dough. The kids straight, they'll never want or need for shit. Too many lessons learned, the levels I never quit. Too many lessons learned, levels I never quit.
Quiz Q, play that beat again.
Man, this beat singing to me, man. Fuck it. I'm about to just let my soul cry on this bitch. I ain't never did no rap capping. So, y'all really ain't got no choice but to feel me. Feel me. Hey, look, come vibe with me and feel this beat. It's time to listen. We live a life up in this vibe. You stay as repetition. You looking artist in the love deep down as competition. We building bonds, breaking codes, don't nobody listen. These niggas fucking off, they breaking down your mental. It's easy to find me with the hoes, just watch her with the pistol. It's for a life, but waste some time, they ain't with you. They taking time to fill you out to use it all against you. This shit crazy, you just gotta keep your focus. Keep your mind from crashing out, you pray nobody notice. Oh, my lonely sister Kia, don't you keep me coping. Devil keep provoking me, he making it feel hopeless. It's all deception, like I'm looking in the mirror. Can't fix the issues with yourself, it's fucking with your spirit. Stay off hold of you, don't feel nobody with you. Just keep your problems to yourself, they'll never get the picture. They'll never get it, and you definitely done explaining. Steady running to the ridges, they'll never know it's raining. No picking sides, I'm tapping out, that's definitely where my lane is. They hating on me, now let's run this back when I get famous. I keep stressing, if you lost, you better find your purpose. Don't leave an open path, for foes will easily come irk you. Maneuvered in position, fiending for some faith and growth. They checking for me lately, feel the pressure at the dough. The kids straight, they never want or need for shit. Too many lessons learned, the levels I never quit. I never quit.
Do you need first aid CPR training to fulfill a job requirement? Or are you prepared for emergency situations? Well, New Era 330 provides adult and pediatric first aid CPR. We also provide basic life support training in our new program, Family First CPR. So check us out on the web at www.newera330.com or give us a call at 330-983-9240.
Creamy and Kiki Erotic Entertainment. Opportunities available for all women seeking your inner sexiness. For more information, visit earcandyradio.com.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Gave a bitch two options, stripping to lose. Used to dance in a club right across from my school. I said dance, nah, fuck, don't get it confused. Had to set the record straight cause bitches love to assume. Mama couldn't give it to me, had to get it in suits. Lord only knows how I got it in suits. I was covered in dollars, now I'm dripping in jewels. A bitch play with my money, might as well fit in my food. Bitches hating my guts, now they say we was cool. Went from making tuna sandwiches to making the news. I started speaking my mind and tripping my views. Real bitch, only thing fake is the boobs. Get money, go hard, motherfucking right. Never been a fraud in my motherfucking life. Get money, go hard, damn fucking right. Stun on these bitches out of motherfucking spite. Ain't no running up on me, well for nothing to glory. I ain't telling y'all to do it, I'm just telling my story. I don't hang with these bitches cause these bitches be corny. And I got enough bras, y'all ain't gotta support me. I went from rags to riches, went from wig to lit, nigga. Only person in my fam to see six figures. The pressure on your shoulders feel like boulders. Well, you gotta make sure that everybody's straight. Bitches stab you in your back while they smiling in your face. Talking crazy on your name, trying not to catch a case. I waited my whole life just to shit on niggas. Climb to the top floor so I could spit on niggas. Said I was just trying to steal and make bangers. Tell all these old bitches they in danger. The thing on my hip with bitches in the shade. That's what I call a fucking waist trainer. You gon' run up on who and do what? I think y'all got the story screwed up. I came here to bar, is you nuts? I don't want your punk ass man, I'm too tough. I'm the one that's killing shit, hands down. If you got a problem with me, say it now. Cause I don't wanna hear no sneak dissing. Especially not from one of you weak bitches. I'm on go like I don't see no stoplights. I'm stepping out every day, prom night. So if it's all love, show me love then. Cause you ain't on the bitches, what it sound like. Beat, bro, it's time I give it up, nigga. Hoodie, low, it's time pulling up. Just cause I've been on the road, don't mean I've been on the run. And you gon' have to learn to hold your tongue or hold the gun. And we all know you ain't that type. I smack you in the bitch that you act like. I started getting money, bitches upset. They remind me of my pussy, bitches mad tight. Nails done, hair late, keep them both late. Come through shining with them rolly bust. Headshot, tell him close gate. And no bitch spitting like this is so way. I don't trust no nigga, I don't fear no bitch. Whole life been through some fucked up shit. They say I'm too that, oh, I'm too this. When you see what I see, you end up like this. I walked into the label with a check at. Cardi B on the charge, can't expect that. Where that bitch that was claiming she a threat? I'ma put a Louis Vuitton with her neck at. They say I'm too ratchet, they say I act wild. I'm thunder with the phone like a badass child. They call me sippin' once, tell them try that now. Cardi B, North C, hear that bad sound. Man, I said we gon' win. And me down 9 times, but I get upset. Look myself in the mirror, I said we gon' win. And me down 9 times, but I get upset. Look myself in the mirror, I said we gon' win. And me down 9 times, but I get upset. But I get upset. And me down 9 times, but I get upset, bitch. I'ma make a fuck me, feel me. Said I'ma do a broke bitch, filthy. I'ma make a fuck me, feel me. Said I'ma do a broke bitch, filthy. We gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get upset. Yeah. I said we gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get upset.
Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Kelly Mill got me, so I'm leaving here sloppy. Put up in the Mozzie, me chasing LA. Bitches going crazy, cause I'm back from LA. Fly as a pilot, roll a cushion, I light it. Yeah, I'm back with some money, I know them haters don't like it. Ho, you getting that money, then you're repping the streets. Then put your hand in the air, like you're shooting a three. And my ice is chilling, call it 20 below. The key is right to the ceiling, you must be stuck to the flow. 2 gallons of Rossi, and a stick of the Kush. Got my eyes looking low, like I'm reading the book. I'm just sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. I'm leaving here sloppy, I ain't driving, I'm riding with 2 girls, that's Minaj, and they get wetter than the hydrant. Julia, that new swag, say hi to it. I'm on a whole nother level, you gotta fly to it. A nigga just might hate, but a chick loves it. Yeah, my life a movie, but ain't a script of it. Another sip for the sangria. Lil' mama looking tasty, I might eat her. Sexy in my tank top, I call it white beater. Cause she married with 2 kids, she little cheater. She don't want no more kids, she just wanna see. So I shoot it in the face like she playing D. I'm sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving. sloppy. I'm leaving here sloppy. I'm leaving here sloppy. I'm leaving here sloppy.
Drinking all this Rossi, you would think I know Carlo. Purple stains, purple labels in my fucking car, ho. King of this Rossi shit, check my fucking bio. Started on the clear, then I swagged out Ohio. Red solo cups full, I don't fuck with Spyro. This is Rossi Mafia, I'll put that on my life, yo. Catch us on the block, bowling balls and some bitches. Foreign cars, hood stars, that's the life we living. Got all you niggas tripping, and all your bitches wishing that they was right here sipping. See me, I keep it pimping. Jordan Cyrus denim, authentic, no pretending. I body shit, I'm killing. RM nigga, we winning.
Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy.
Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey, from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and hell with me. It's time.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Everyone for tuning in and coming back this evening. We just had a wonderful, wonderful interview with the up-and-coming artist straight from Akron, Ohio, Miss Dear C. Lenny. I'm sorry, I thought I forgot her real name. Forgive me. Miss C. Lenny, thank you so much for coming on the Deanna K Show and talking with me and, you know, just letting me be one of the first speakers to interview you. So when you blow up, come up. Just don't forget to mention my name. That's all. You know, just let them know you're Candy Radio, Deanna K. You know, we look out for y'all. We support a becoming artist. This could be you. Sitting on our couch, talking to us, having your music played live in front of millions of people, being able to go back and replay that song and listen to it again. That could be you. So, you know what I'm saying? Contact us. We do want to go ahead and move forward. I did put my secret battles drop because we do have a secret battle this evening. Brittany was actually the one who discovered it. Miss Miller, shout out to our CEO of Ear Candy Radio. Big round of applause to her. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be sitting on this beautiful couch. And, you know, shout out to our behind the scenes guys who ordered this beautiful couch. She got me sitting on this real pretty, you know. Man, we appreciate you, baby. We do want to go ahead and get into Brittany came across this story last night, and I do just want to bring it into focus. It's Peter Battles, who have a child in Akron, Ohio area, who is currently right now missing, and we want to get him back with his mother. So if anybody has seen him, I'm going ahead and send it over to her so she can let you guys know what is going on and what we need to know about this child.
Okay, guys, so the little boy's name is Antoine Edwards. He's only 15 years old. He's been missing for like 2.5, almost 3 weeks. That's a long time to be away. And I just wanted to real quick tell y'all, you know, why I'm so passionate about this type of stuff is because, like, when I was younger, I used to run away. I ran away once, like, for 11 days. My mom put out flyers, like, they looking for me, all type of weird stuff. Not weird, but, like, what I was doing was weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, running away from a home where... You know what I'm saying? I might not have liked the rules and what was going on, but at the end of the day, my mom took care of me. I had clothes. I had food. Like, it was nothing crazy to be running away from home. So now I'm passionate about it because after you grow up, you have your own kids, you just realize, like, dang, I wouldn't know what to do if my kids was gone for 11 days. I could not imagine that and me not knowing where they were. So now I'm just, you know, I'm real passionate about it. Anytime I see a flyer of a little kid missing, you know, I'm sharing it. I try to contact the parent. Do you mind if I do an article? So that's what happened with this situation with Antoine. Antoine Edwards, I went into the Circle K on Kenmore Boulevard, and she had his flyer in there. I called her. I'm like, hey, you know, do you mind if I do an article? She's like, yes, please do. Did the article, shared it. We got a lot of shares. Thank you to everybody who shared it. That's what's up. So what was crazy, though, is like she actually called me last night, and we were on the phone for like 45 minutes. And like, I know her as far as Facebook friends, you know what I'm saying? But personally, I don't know her. And she just, you know, she reached out. She's like, man, I don't have nobody else to talk to, you know? And she wanted to talk about her son. She just feels so bad because her baby's gone. She feels so bad because she don't know where he at. She feels so bad because she feels like it's her fault that he's gone. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like as a community, we all need to come together, share these pictures. If y'all see this little boy anywhere, call the police, call the mom, the number that's on the flyer. You know what I'm saying? Tell him to go home. And at the end of the day, he's staying at somebody's house, so it has to be an adult. And, you know, the mom has been getting messages from people talking about, you know, he's not coming home. Just weird stuff. So I'm just calling out to the whole community, asking everybody to share these flyers, asking everybody to get this baby home. He's 15 years old.
Share her article.
It's
on aircandyradio.com.
Yes.
It's on our Facebook pages. Share this article just as well as anybody else. Like, as well as anybody else. Anybody else's child, you want them to come home, like, sleeping for 11 days and not knowing your kid is, like, that's something that, you know, even if it's just a misunderstanding, we need to let this child know it's okay to come home.
Right.
I saw a post the other day, and lately, for the life of Miss Brittany, I've been just sharing everything to my Facebook page. It's still, it's Secret Battles. I'm trying to figure out how to convert it to the DNA. I don't know if it'll allow me. I tried, and then it let me, and I got a lot of, you know, good feedback going on, so I may just keep the name, but I am running it. But it was basically a meme basically saying, I'd rather have my child saying, if they're in a bad situation, that I need to call my mom versus I'm scared to call my mom.
Right.
Period. And we just want to let this child know that it's okay to come home. Your mother loves you. She wants to work this out. We will have a release date with more details along with the mother coming up shortly in this week. It's only Tuesday, so give us time. You know, we're going to put it together. But if you could share the article on our Facebook page, share on our website. If you see this child, reach out to the mother. If you know any information, let us know. But we will have further details coming soon. I'm just trying to transition it from that Secret Battle as well as, you know, the Deanna K Show. But I've always been talking about those Secret Battles. Originally, when I first started doing my show, it was because I was at a dark place where I felt like I didn't have a voice. And as you all know, I always say this. Being on my show, having Secret Battles, Brittany allowed me to be on Air Candy Radio and just gave me my voice back to basically talk or deal with the stuff that I feel like I didn't have control over at the time of my life. So I'm always going to talk about Secret Battles. Secret Battles is always going to be my baby. It's always going to be my platform to wear fresh meat. I just want to talk about other things and get a little bit broadened with my horizon of my show, but Secret Battles is always going to be my baby, and we're always going to talk about these Secret Battles. So this evening, the Secret Battles is getting this child home. Thank you so really to Miss Brittany to get this information out there, letting people know what needs to be heard. Again, we could just tell people about where he's from, his name, everything like that. We know him.
Okay, yep, y'all. His name is Antoine Edwards. He's from Akron, Ohio. He goes to Phoenix. And I don't actually know exactly where they're from now that you say that. So I'll get back with y'all on that. We are supposed to be having a press conference tomorrow sometime, so we will get with y'all and let everybody know what's going on with that.
All right. So thank you so much, Brittany. You've been amazing in the community. And I feel like what you're doing is something amazing and something that's great because, like you said, your passion for helping this mother was from your own actions as a child and learning from it. As adults, we have to teach our kids. Like, as an adult now, it was certain things that my mother my grandmother, my aunt, and just the people that was older around me has always told me they didn't been through this. You know what I mean? You know how, like, when you try to sneak and geek, I know y'all be sneaking. You know, if you sneaking and geeking as a child, and your mom or your people catch you, and it's just like, they already be like, you know, cop in here. So let's trust our parents. Let's keep this child home. Just kind of reverting to that, we kind of out of time, so maybe in this upcoming week, Brady Show is coming up. Tune in this Thursday for All Things Matter. We're going to go ahead and do the full recap of the Ohio Fight Night, which happened in Cleveland. And myself and Brittany was a part of. Big shout out to Rob.
Rob Butler with yes. RB3 Sports.
Yes, thank you. I got some time there. RB3 Sports, we went to the media press conference. It was great. We saw all the guys there in the gym. It was great. Like, you know, it was great.
And you got happy when you saw them shirts off. That's her phone line. I need to get this footage.
If y'all follow my page on your TV radio.com. Go to the Deanna K Show, and you'll see, like, I am that person. I'm that person that I'm going to get pictures of and grab your attention. I want that. You, what lady don't like a nice body? What man don't like a wasp or a woman with a full flesh? Yes, just, bam, girl. Yes, I get that, and I post it. And that makes y'all click the link, and y'all clicking that link, so I'll be up there. So, you know, it's working. It's working for sure. But we definitely going to do the full recap on this pretty show. All Things Matter is coming up.
But quick, tell them about what was your favorite interview on the red carpet? If you had to choose one.
I'm just going to shout out to Rob. I'm going to say that was my favorite interview. Shout out to Rob. Because without him, this opportunity wouldn't be available. I wouldn't have been on the red carpet. I wouldn't have been in Cleveland that evening, that Saturday. You feel me? I probably would have been at home with my son chilling or at work, to be honest. Because if I'm not doing my show, that's what I'm doing. I'm being a mother or I'm working. So shout out to RB3 Sports. Shout out to Rob. He's the receiver from Akron. You will have an interview coming up with him soon. We did our new press conference, so check out our website to get that footage. But for sure, shout out to him, because without him, I wouldn't have been in Cleveland. I had a great time. Shout out to Street Arts Club, of course, who we was wearing that Saturday, as well as what I tried to recreate tonight. He will be coming on this Thursday. Unfortunately, he was sick this evening, so we want him to get better, rest up, but he will be on this Thursday on Brady Show, All Things Matter. Shout out to Street Art Clothing. You can find him on Instagram, Street Art Clothing, LLC, I believe it is. So go ahead and inbox him and figure out how they're comfortable. They're sporty and they're really cute. They fit my figure really nice. My boobs and my head look really great. thank you guys so much for tuning in this evening. I appreciate y'all. And shout out to my guest, Steve Lanise, for coming on this evening. And I'll see y'all Thursday. I'm going to go ahead and drop in on Brady Show.
Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey, from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and hell with me. It's time.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.